Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, AfterBuzz TV here. We're going to cover the latest and greatest newest addition to Netflix, Netflix original Spinning Out. We're going to talk everything from rocky family relationships, uncovering more of Kat's love life, and so much more. Stick with us.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to yet another episode of Spinning Out, this yes. awesome yes. skating series. Skating I love drama. It. Oh, it's refreshing. Honestly, I feel like seeing a new sport is just so fun to me. Getting to learn kind of and see what they do, what they go through, like so cool.
It's so much fun.
I know we talked about it the last episode when we watched the first episode of the show.
Yeah, the pilot, yeah.
And it was just so cool. But all right, guys. Well, I'm your host, Mackenzie Fain, and I have some lovely co-hosts with me. Emily May, who, as you all should know, she covers the women's wrestling weekly here at AfterBuzz, so definitely check that out, as well as the NXT coverage. So check her
hey,
out.
Everyone. I'm happy to be here again talking ice skating, one of my favorites.
Love it. You got all the sports. All the sports. She's your sports gal, if you want to know. And then we have the awesome, lovely Ebony Chapman. She does Dare Me on Sundays, as well as Messiah, another sister series on Netflix. Super
yes,
cool.
It's another original.
Yeah, you love it.
That's so cool. You guys are
love all
so
the
much
Netflix.
Content.
Yes.
It's so great because you just get everything at once so you can just binge. Like, that's right. The best part.
I love it.
So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining again. We're here to break down episode 2 of Spinning Out. It's called Welcome to the Family. What'd you guys think of the name?
It's
the name of the episode.
It's appropriate.
It is very appropriate.
We're definitely getting inducted into the family drama that is happening on Spinning
the
Out.
Family drama, the fam, everything.
Just the backstory, yeah. Everything. You're just like, whoa, you're getting really in there. So
you
it's
really
definitely
are.
Appropriate.
So like I kind of teased in the beginning, we're going to talk about the family dynamics, the relationships, the ups and downs of all those relationships, uncovering more of Kat's love life, because that is dynamic in itself. Gosh.
Yeah, that got a little more complicated.
And then, of course, the big change of heart, which we all kind of knew was going to happen, if I must say. I mean, it was pretty much teased right there at the end of that last episode. But I do want to get, starting with you, Ebony, your overall reaction to this second episode.
I thought it was interesting. I love the fact that, like, we are now seeing more. You know, I'm always into a character development. So, like, for me, I'm, like, that impatient person that's like, what is happening with this person? Like, I need to know now. So the fact that we got even more deeper, we're learning a lot more information about our characters, I'm excited. I'm like, yes,
yeah.
Finally, yes.
Yeah.
Give me more. I need more.
You know, I love this episode as well because you get to get a glimpse a little more into Justin's life and his
yes.
home life. So we're not only seeing Kat and Serena and Carol and that odd, really rough triangle, but you also get to see Justin's side and you kind of have a little empathy for him. For
a
what
little
he's going through.
Change of heart, shall I say,
heart.
With
yeah.
him because I didn't expect to feel the way that I do about him. Let us know what you guys think about these characters and what you're seeing because we'd love to keep the conversation going in the comments. Like, subscribe, definitely check out the last episode that we did on episode 1 if you missed it. So let's dive into the family aspect first. We know there's a lot to talk about there. We have Carol, Kat, and Serena's mom, with her bipolar and kind of struggling with that, as we've seen. How do you think that that is affecting Serena? I want to talk about that specifically because I feel like there were a couple instances where it was so prominent in this episode. So what do you think? Were there some points where you really understood that it affected Serena?
I mean, there's... You have this opening moment in episode two where, you know, nutrition and diet is such a huge, huge part of being an athlete and skating and being in any type of sport. And so the fact that she got pancakes...
With chocolate chips.
which made her so happy. It was a smiley face, which made her so happy. Like, that's... And it's such a... Kind of like a childish breakfast a little bit.
Yeah, 100%.
Still, you know, you're a kid, like, waking up and you get, like, your Mickey Mouse pancake, yeah. You know? Like, or your snowman, you know? And the fact that she didn't just get an egg and a fruit, I think was symbolic of Carol making an effort to say, hey, here's a compromise. Here's trying to get on her good side.
I saw it completely different than that.
Oh, okay.
I saw it as another one of her bipolar episodes, like her severe high. You know, I was like, I was almost creeped out when she put the... Yeah, I was really creeped out. I was like,
what is the catch here?
Yeah, I was like, okay, she's like having another like breakdown or like moment. I don't know, you know, what you'd particularly call it, but just something that she just wasn't in the right mind because of... You're right. I mean, she is who she... She wants her kids to succeed. She wants them to be the best. She's going to push them. She's going to rip them out of bed at 2:30 in the morning to go run and do these things. But then she's going to... So that's like a super crazy. And then the super crazy is to give her pretty much cotton candy for breakfast.
Well, see, like, I felt like it was a little more... it was a more normal mom moment because...
Okay.
It's kind of like comfort food because she's been...
Right, that's what Serena would eat for breakfast, right? It is comfort food
because she's been, you know, Serena, I should say, has been, you know, training a lot. She has this new, you know, this new coach. And so, you know, and she has a lot of probably a lot of negative voices coming at her from the people at the rink, you know, Serena does. So, you know, this is her, like, Carol's positive reinforcement of, like, hey, once in a while, it's okay to have a chocolate chip pancake.
It just freaked me out because she's spending, and we hear about how she's spending so much money on all these coaches, and she's spending, mm-hmm. you know, doing so much, and she's always at the rink, and she's doing this and doing that, and getting her the... So it's like, why would you...
I mean, the moment when Carol says that, like, she got a new credit card and that she's hiring all these new coaches for Serena, like a choreographer and a spin coach,
which she cannot afford.
Which is super... Well,
the only reason she got them is because she has a new credit card.
Yeah. Right. So that's a little suspicious for me. That doesn't feel like the smartest thing to do right now. But again, it's hard. I'm torn because she's like trying to do what's best for her kid, but also it's not in the best way.
And I also want to add in, because we were talking about Serena and the things that have affected her. So that part where, you know, we see Kat has now moved out of the house. She's not there anymore. And Serena mentions, like, wow, mom's been in such a better mood, you know, since Kat hasn't been there. And I think it's like almost kind of like a little normalcy, right? Like kind of being like, oh, like this is exciting to have my mom be...
Yeah.
A little bit more into me, all about me, mm-hmm. not having to share the attention so much.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see that. I like that point because Serena, you know, Serena is trying to find normalcy and trying to find, you know, with Kat having left, Kat is kind of a trigger point for Carol. So Kat is bringing up all of these, like, resentment and anger that Carol has held on and has not dealt with.
I guess, but it's like, your daughter, for God's sake, like, what line are we, trophies, and then Serena goes and gets them, and just another thing that kind of threw me over the edge as far as, like, I thought she was definitely having, like, a breakdown was she kind of just says, you know, I don't want you around Serena.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. Like, that's what a crazy thing to say. Like, that's not normal.
Yeah.
I feel like to say, although, I mean, I guess we could tie it into, they thought that, you know, the accusations against Mitch were something of, you know, hateful or jealousy and trying to...
For Kat, yeah.
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 I mean, trying to break up the relationship there.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, Kat, from what we've seen in episode one, Kat has some type of merit in saying, like, there might be something there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you have to be really careful because Serena's 15 years old, 16 years old. You have to, like, watch out. And as a big sister, you're going to protect her.
Yeah.
And so the fact that Carol doesn't even want to listen to that part of that type of accusation is kind of scary. And
it really is. Like, you are willing to just look, turn the other cheek to your daughter, who your other daughter is saying it, not even some jealous, like, competitor or, right. you know, yeah. that's just crazy to me.
Like, that's how she views her, though, right? Yeah. As kind of, like,
yeah.
the outsider.
Yeah. Like, I would wonder if, like, another mom, if another, like, one of her other skate moms came up to her and said it instead, I wonder if she would have a different reaction.
Well, I mean, to what you were just saying, I mean, she literally views her as a failure.
Yeah.
Wasted potential.
Right. Yeah, she, that moment in the ice when at first I thought Carol was going to confront her in a positive way and say, okay, let's try to, like, make amends.
But if you noticed, she did not take her pills. She was in the car.
No, she didn't take her pills.
Yeah, she was taking the pills, and she did not take the pills.
She didn't take the pills. Yeah. Carol didn't take the pills.
Carol. Yeah. So yeah. It's like when she confronted her, it was like she wasn't in her right mind. Like, you know, she was in her right mind of state
yeah.
for that
yeah.
conversation.
So the fact that she did go out there and confront her, and she said this line, like you said, of wasted potential. And that is heartbreaking.
Yeah, that was moment, hard to
that
hear.
That moment to see Kat's face, it's just, I can't yeah. imagine a mom saying this.
Because at the same time, think about it, she feels that way about herself. To have yeah. your oh, mom yeah. say that to you and kind yeah. of reiterate the fact, like, what you're feeling about yourself must just be, like,
well,
the twist of the knife.
And I feel like yeah. Carol is deflecting a little bit, and she feels like this about herself. And
oh,
that,
yeah.
That was her way of, like, well, you're wasted potential, but she feels that way about herself.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, because she got pregnant.
yeah. Mm. totally different thing there. Like, this girl had an injury, smacked her head on the ice.
Right.
Like,
and then you're comparing that to you.
It's very different.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a internal conflict she's having.
No, definitely. So we do see more of the Mitch and Serena flirting, and yeah, it's just like, it's so evident to us. So it's sad that Carol doesn't see it, and it's frustrating that Kat does see it and nobody's believing her. Yeah. So that's a tough situation.
Yeah, and there's some flirting still with Carol and Mitch going on too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with, like, the coffee and
yeah. Like, and thank you so much. And mm-hmm. I really hope that what Kat did, my other daughter did, doesn't affect Serena or anything. You
doesn't affect our relationship.
It's yeah,
like, okay. yeah,
yeah. That wasn't cool. I mean, to bring your daughter down. But I mean, at this point, what more do you expect from her, right? Okay, so let's move on a little bit to Dasha and Justin's dad. I want to talk about them for a second, just because. We kind of see this big change of heart, which we'll just kind of, like, obviously talk about, that, you know, lightly, Kat, you know, decides that she wants to go and partner with Justin.
Yeah.
So we know that's happening in this episode. And we know that Dasha has always been Team Kat, wanted her to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But after last episode, when Justin's dad, do we have a name for him? No.
Nope.
Anyway, whatever.
Moving on.
Justin's dad, he, you know, kind of turns down the whole thing because he's just like, forget her. You know, she didn't want the opportunity. We found somebody else. So they find this other girl, and we just find out she's just a brat. Like, just a big brat,
yeah, totally
you know,
entitled.
Whatever. Can't even do the triple turn herself, I don't even think, right? So there was all that. But we will talk about Kat and how she does go, you know, the Justin situation, and she kind of dances or skates for him. But when she skates for the dad, what were you guys thinking? Because that was kind of like the last final try for her.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking about that?
I mean,
did you think that it was going to work? Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like she, Kat, didn't, like, lost the first time. She tried to go out there and do the triple turn and, like, didn't succeed. But it got Justin's attention. And that was the goal, was like getting
Justin's attention. Do you think she always had Justin's attention?
Totally. Oh, she did. I think he always
wanted to skate with her. I think it just
he was never was mean option. To her. He was never really mean to her.
There was something I feel like intriguing about her to him.
I think we'll talk about that.
I think there was also a mutual respect. Like they're around the same age. They've been around this circuit a really long time. Like they've been in this business and this sport, so they know how it works. And so, you know, their families grew up together, from what I can gather. So,
but also, they all know that she has that it factor.
Oh, she does.
You know, and that's what Dasha says to her. And when she finally changes her mind, and Dasha kind of takes her in, you know, we find out about that. It just seemed so normal for Dasha to me, right?
To take her in, you're
saying. To take her in. And I think I'm going to, like, just foreshadow a little bit, or, like, you know, predict that Dasha is pretty much like Kat, but like an older version of her or something. And she just like sees herself in her.
Well, I mean, I think in a way Dasha does see the potential in Kat and sees the spark in Kat. And so she's just trying to ignite it even more.
Yeah.
And so I think that relationship's going to blossom a lot more.
Definitely.
Now that Dasha's the coach.
So, I mean, I definitely think so, too. Yeah. What do you think, Ebony?
No, for sure. And you know what? I just want to bring it back for a sec because I do. Yeah. Let's not forget the reason also why the dad finally changed his mind was because we have the stepmom kind of on his case a little bit, saying, like, I just really like her. There's something about her that I connect with. You know,
she reminds me of myself.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it was the stepmom. It was kind of Justin kind of being like, I want to skate with Kat. It was the whole thing. So I feel like, you know, because the dad's all about business. He could give a crap about who his son is skating with. He just wants to win. He just wants to see the gold. That's all he sees. Yep. So when they finally is just like, fine, like, I'll give into it, because, you know, the wife's like, they could win. Like, this is it. She has the factor. They could win. They just need a little practice.
Yeah. And I to add to your point, I really liked the development of Mandy, the stepmom, because she kind of stepped up and said, hey, like, I'm, you know, this new figure in this household. I've been around a long time. Like, I care about Justin. I want what's best for him.
Yeah.
And then Justin spoke up. And I feel like Justin...
This is not a business deal.
No, I feel like
this
Justin...
This is your son's happiness.
Yeah, I feel like Justin doesn't speak up to his dad very often.
No.
He just is like, all right. Because he, you know, he's kind of like a rebel. He kind of gets in trouble. He can, you know... I feel like he's on thin ice a lot.
Do
with
you?
His dad? Yeah, I feel like there's been...
It's that competition. You want to impress your dad.
I feel like there's conflict a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't sense the conflict for some reason. Did you with the dad and Justin?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say like, you know, like, oh, they're fighting, like, conflict. But it's like that there's like tension where it's like Justin wants to. You can tell like there's pain, emotions underneath whatever Justin is trying to hide. Like the fact that he sleeps around and is promiscuous, I think that kind of shows a little something. And the fact that like... I think he wants to impress his dad. He wants his dad to be on his side, and the dad's very tough on him.
Yeah,
so.
And I feel like that it's a very tough situation to be in for Justin, because, like you said, he wants to make his dad proud, and he really wants to skate with Kat, and trying to put trust in, you know, he has to make sure that he's building trust with his dad, with Mandy, with Kat, with Dasha. So there's a lot of layers there, and it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. With talking about Justin, I can't help but think about Marcus for some reason, because for me, there's always been like a spark. I said it in the last episode.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
But before she goes to live with Dasha, I know we kind of jumped ahead a little bit there, but she is staying at the restaurant.
Right, Marcus lets her stay in the little closet or whatever.
In the manager's office or something.
Yeah, and they have that
really
little...
sweet. That's so sweet and generous of him.
So nice. Well, I mean, they have this little moment, so we know why. There is a motive there. And she just can't. Like, what did you think of that? Did you think she was going to? I did. I was like, kiss him!
Well, he's such a sweet guy, and he's just so genuine, and so I was kind of... I was hoping for it. I was like, yeah, Marcus... But, you know,
at the end of the day, she still has that boyfriend. That you know, she was still together with her boyfriend.
No, she wasn't.
After they broke up.
That was such a lame. Like, we barely.
That was a bad breakup. Do not do that.
That was so lame. And like this poor boyfriend had no screen time.
No screen time.
Done and done.
That's what I wonder. Like how long were they together? Because this was like a really weak breakup.
It was either.
I can't do this anymore. It's like, it was pretty weak.
Yeah, he's just like, are you coming to.
To London?
And it was so sad.
Are you coming to London?
You know, you have your passport. And he's like, she's like, he's like, there's nothing left for you there. And he's like, well, she's like, there's nothing, nothing in London either.
Right.
It was so dramatic.
That's true. Yes,
he was
yes.
wow. And
so,
she's like.
So I have to say, it got a little soap opera-y there for a little.
It did.
For a little bit. I was like, nope, there's the drama.
It did. And then it ended. And then, yeah, and then we saw.
And then Marcus tried to move in.
Marcus tried to make a move. And she's like, no, I
can't. Like,
maybe
it's too soon. Like, maybe she's just like, she's still in her feelings. I think, you know, it's maybe too soon.
Well, we know she has a lot of feelings.
Yeah, she has a lot of failing.
Skating. She should focus on skating and not boys.
She should.
A lot of boys. Boys, boys, boys.
Boys, boys.
It's raining
boys.
Men over here.
Yeah, seriously. Cue the music. So we talk about how she performs for Justin's dad and the stepmom pulling for her and her going to live with Dasha, and all these things are kind of panning out for her. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't really know at this point until the very end what's going on at home. So we see all this character development and situations changing with Kat, but nothing really, like, we don't see anything at home with Serena and her mom until the end, where we see her mom scratching out Kat's face in the pictures.
That was harsh.
This was so awful. And
imagine those were like your only copies of, like, you know, younger Kat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it broke my heart because at first I thought, I liked this little dramatic reveal because you really feel like things are getting better and you feel like Carol's kind of on, you know, getting to a good place in her mental state. And then you see her and she looks like she's just flipping through photo albums or looking. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then Serena comes over trying to be nice, and then that moment, that big reveal of her, like, scratching Kat's face off is terrifying, and it broke my heart.
Terrifying.
Yeah. And it makes me sad.
I think it freaked Serena out, too.
Yeah,
I think
she was like, I'm going to go lock my door now.
Go home, go to bed.
I think it really shows, like, on a, like, a serious note, it really shows, like, the depth and really awfulness of, like, bipolar disorder.
And the severe, the hot and the cold,
how deep you can go in that state. And that's just, like, unfortunately, the tip of the iceberg. And so I think it does, you know, shine a little light on it. But it is a very serious thing.
It is. And like you said, it's this, you know, mental illness, and it's such a big thing now. You know, it's just people, I feel like, are starting to talk about it a lot more, which is good because the awareness comes out and then people are talking about it. But it really does show how severe it is, because her own daughter.
Yeah, that doesn't have
any effect.
She
can just be, it's like her own daughter. So it's like, this really is severe, and she's really going through something.
But I'm really glad that Netflix is showing and spending time on this topic, because like you said, people are talking about it more. It's, you know, great to be educated on a topic that you're not so aware of. Like, I don't have anyone in my immediate circle or people that have a bipolar disorder, so I don't know exactly what that looks like.
And
so
to that, I do know a couple of people that have bipolar disorder, and it's nice to see you know, a different light of that, because a lot of the times I don't really understand it.
Right.
I don't see the at home or, like, what's real. Like, I feel like it really showed us what's kind of going on in her head a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and, you know, this show has the opportunity to show the good and the bad. And, so I'm interested to see how they're going to develop this and really, like, really help audiences understand what happens when people go through it.
Yeah, I agree. Love it.
So the trainer, Dasha, tells Kat when she moves in, you know, you come to live with me now.
Yeah. She just, like, takes her under her wing.
Because you're, you know, partnering. I was going to say dancing by accident. partnering with skating with Justin. Interesting. Like, I was like, why aren't they getting her, like, her own apartment?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's pretty... I felt like it would be a normal thing to do because you want to keep an eye on your talent. You want to keep an eye on your students if you want them up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m.
Oh, my God. She was like, I'll let you sleep in. You look like crap until 6 a.m. I was like, ah!
You know, and you have to think about it. Like, Justin's parents are putting so much money into that program and into developing his, you know, his Olympic career and his training. And so for him... to just be like, all right, my partner gets everything that I get. I think it makes sense because they're gonna. Why not do that for your partner?
Definitely,
definitely. Yeah, please elevate me to your level, please. Thank you.
Yeah, but I just thought it was so funny. Like,
I mean,
Dasha,
they live at the hotel, so
that's true. Give her a room there. Why does she have to share a house?
True.
That was so weird to me. Like,
but I feel like maybe Dasha was just trying to, like, you know, she realized that Kat was homeless and had nowhere to go but her car and was kind of like, let me just help you out, you know? I don't think Kat even would have accepted the handout from Justin and their parents, like, to stay at the hotel. Like,
that's
I don't even
true.
Think she would have
yeah. I feel like
said
she's
yes
too,
to that.
She has too much pride to do that.
Well, especially because...
Oh, my God. Oh, of course. We're not going to talk about it yet, you guys. Hold on. No, but I loved how there was they threw a little bit of humor in this episode. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yoka, the cat?
Oh, the cat?
The cat.
Oh, the cat.
Yoka
is
actually...
Yes.
Translated into little effer.
I loved it. No, that was...
I was like, I'm literally going to... Like, anytime I get mad face. Next time, I'm going to be like, you are a little Yoka.
I loved it. No, that was funny.
I was like, what part did you think was funny? I
know. Now we're not remembering. Blackout. No, but I thought... I literally, like, laughed. Because it's such a serious show.
A little humor.
And she's just like, Yoka, you know what it means? Little effort. She's like, okay.
Wait, and then the cat, like, hissed at her.
And
was like,
yeah. Like, I like the cat. I'd cuddle with the cat.
Oh, God, yeah. Not me.
I'm allergic to
me
cats.
Too.
So it's
me too.
A no for me.
And it was a stray. I was like, get it off my bed. Why would you ever think I would lay on that
bed? My thing is just, like, the next scene where she's, like, she kind of is, like, more comfortable with the cat. I kind of was like, oh, like, does she even sleep in that bed? Like, where does the cat go when she's in the bed? That's what my question
was.
Yeah.
You guys sleeping. Don't have cats. Cats go anywhere. Cats go everywhere.
We don't have cats. We don't
my
know.
Parents have an indoor cat. And she can go anywhere.
Cats will climb on everything, scratch everything.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Have two, so you can't come over.
We cannot.
No sleepovers. All right, Emily, do you have a special segment for us today?
Do you have a special segment? So our segment today is called Skating on Thin Ice. Go ahead and skate. Skate your way. So the moment I'm going to talk about my moment of this episode that made me feel like this character... is not on good terms with me. So for me, the moment was with Carol and Kat in outside the skate center where Carol says that Kat was wasted potential. That
yeah,
was
that
the
was harsh.
Scene
Boo.
In this episode where I yep. felt like Carol was not her best. So that is why she is skating on thin ice for me for this episode. Do you guys have any characters that
I do. Do you want to go first, Ebony?
Okay. Why not? You know, I would say at the time of the episode when watching, when Kat goes back to the rink to kind of be like, okay, I want to skate with Justin again. Like, yeah. I want him back. And he has a partner. I was like, oh.
Oh, so that devastated you.
Oh.
So boo to Justin?
Yeah, that was a burn.
Boo to you.
I mean, honestly, it was almost like Kat and Justin both get a burn because you waited too late. You're over
here
gallivanting around when you need to be focused on skating.
It's true.
And you lose your turn, girl.
Off of that, I also didn't feel bad for her whatsoever at that point. I was like,
your turn.
Yeah, figure it out.
You have to take your opportunity. So yeah. What about you?
So my moment of skating on thin ice was damn Serena when she was like, mom is so much better without you here. Like, right. Nobody in this yes. family has any idea what the word family means. At like, all. This is awful. They're all going to have issues because the mom, like, the sister, it's like, oh, my God, it's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. All right. There's so many in this episode, and there's probably more to come. So let us know in the comments and share on social media who you think is skating on thin ice.
Definitely. Yeah. Let's talk about some news and gossip. We have a little bit of something.
A little news. A little news. You know, this is actually very interesting. It's kind of a little bit of like a star-studded cast. We have Willow Shields, who also played in The Hunger Games.
Oh,
you guys. Yeah. Who plays Serena, who plays the younger sister. And then we have January Jones, who also was in Mad Men. She plays the mom, Carol. I honestly have never seen, I don't think I've seen January Jones necessarily. Like, I didn't watch Mad Men, but I haven't seen her.
You guys have to watch Mad Men.
She is really selling her role here for mm-hmm. me, like selling it.
Yeah.
So I love it. And then Vanity News said that they use the ice, for talking about the show, they use the ice skating as an emotional storytelling platform, which is so true.
I love it.
So cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ice skating is like you are telling a story through your moves, through your dancing, through, you know, the music you choose, the outfits. So really, you know, it is very theatrical, very emotional. Yeah.
That's so true.
And even on top of the layer of ice skating, I mean, we have self-harm, we have bipolar disorder. There's so many different heavy, heavy topics,
love,
too.
Love and love, different triangles. Ways. And,
And just, like, being in, like, the sports industry and just growing up in that world, too. There's a lot of, you know, starting out really, really young. You start training at, like, 7 or even younger if you want. So it's a long career and you have a lot of pressure. So,
that's so true.
There's so much. It's such jam-packed emotion and storytelling elements.
Definitely. I'm right there with you guys for sure. Let's talk about the last scene. Okay? Let's jump into that because it was really revealing for me and very juicy.
It was.
Yeah. So finally, we see Justin and Kat get on the ice together.
Yes.
And her mom, or Kat's mom, Carol, is there, you know, for Serena, obviously, not for her.
Right.
She's kind of like stank faced. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your first reaction. We'll start with you, Emily.
Yeah.
What was your first reaction? Were you like, yo, they're going to kill it? Like, what did you think when you first saw them start to dance together?
Well, the moment when Justin grabbed her hand and then put his other hand on her waist, it was like a really intense close-up.
Yes.
And then there's like a flashback.
Well, before we get to that,
think was like, there was definitely chemistry. Like, there was definitely something happening. There was a deeper...
You did?
Yeah,
you
totally
clicked. That clicked for you?
Yeah, it clicked for me. It totally did. Because I was like, why would they have, like, that close-up of a shot, slow into it? Like, I was like, it's a drama.
Okay.
I was like, this is a drama. It's going to lead to something.
That what was about you, Evelyn?
Yeah, I mean, interesting. I feel like when I saw the whole thing, I kind of was like, there felt like tension, but more like from Kat and like the mom. You know what I'm saying?
Cause yeah.
Kat doesn't really like her mom to be there or, you know, because she's negative, obviously.
And, yeah.
You know, she kind of brings her down and puts her in this headspace that she cannot. So I was almost like, oh,
negative
the
headspace,
mom's there. She's not going to be able to, like, get her turns together. And I was just like, ugh, like stop. Like, I'm just like, Kat, please.
Pull it together.
Yeah, don't look at your mom. Don't look at your mom.
Like, I mean, I could see. I see that point as well, because when you're in, you have to be in the zone. You have to block everything out.
And Kat does not do that.
And Kat
very
doesn't
well.
Do that very well.
She does not do that.
But what is unfortunate is with Carol. Carol gets into Kat's head in a way that is just so intense.
Yeah.
And it's gonna affect her. Like, it affects in every aspect of her life, not just in the rink.
That's so true.
So I could see your point where it's just. When you have such negative voices in your head and you can't accomplish anything, and
so I didn't have any clue. I was like, I thought the same thing. I thought Carol was getting in Kat's head, and you know, do you want to explain the flashback for us?
The flashback was Kat and Justin making love.
Yep.
And
very passionately.
Very passionately. Very passionately.
Better than her and the boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Way better than the boyfriend. Like, way better. It was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
And, but then, but you kind of, when you first see it, you're like, oh, is this her, is this a flashback or is it an actual, like, her fantasizing?
At that first, I thought, is what I thought. Yes. That so is what I
like,
thought.
Is this a fantasy?
Yeah.
I was like, this is intense.
Yeah.
But then
Yeah, so and then right after, we find out they actually did sleep together a year ago.
Yeah.
And for me, when he said, come on, relax, like it was a year ago, I kind of was like, yeah, what? Girl, why are you so dramatic? Like, why are you so dramatic? It was a year ago, and you're like all concerned that he touched your hip. He's your partner. Like, now it almost makes sense why she was so upset, why she didn't want to dance with him.
Yes.
Why it was like all this weird tension.
Yeah.
That, like, and now it makes sense.
I was at one point, I'm like, he's being so nice. Why are you being so mean?
Yeah. Well, and then also, so this moment at the end of this episode made me remember the episode, the moment when she was stretching. She was like stretching in the beginning.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then Jen was like, said the comment of like, oh yeah,
I wish he would wise up.
I wish he would wise up, and you know, and he was looking at her. So so Justin is totally still
into
Kat.
Yeah.
And totally. I wouldn't say obsessed, but I feel like he has an attraction towards her, whether it's artistic or whether it's love. But I think there's something there, and I think the sparks are going to fly.
Well, I think so, too. And I think we have a lot more to cover, you guys,
yes,
because we have episodes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 to go. So, you guys, it was so fun breaking down this second episode with you guys of Spinning Out. So exciting to be here. Thank you so much. Where can we find you guys, Ebony?
You can find me on Instagram at EbonyChapman12.
Awesome. So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Emily May Heller.
And you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fain. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment. We want to continue this conversation. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Stay tuned for the next coming episodes of Spinning Out. We'll talk to you later. Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.